One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You know what I think?
What?
I think we should get a huge bash for you tonight. Call everybody we know and let's party.
Is today your birthday?
No, Monday.
Monday's your birthday.
Monday.
That's close enough. It's your birthday weekend.
Yes, it's my birthday weekend.
But yeah, let's just.
My birthday weekend.
Let's just get everybody.
Sure.
That bringing a lot of energy into my life. Yeah.
A lot of extroverts or what?
Yeah.
I will need to prepare for that bash then, and I will need my solitude and my alone time in order to prep for such an event.
So welcome everyone to another episode of Midwest Married. And if you could see where I was going with that question, is our topic today, introverted versus extroverted. And I think it is a very relatable topic for us, especially because it's been a trigger point probably in our relationship, much more in our youth, I would say. But still, even as we've gone 20 some odd years, here we are.
Sometimes it can still be difficult. You know, it's the whole adage of an introvert finds an extrovert and then they get married. And that's, yeah. Why can't your energy just match? Doesn't.
No.
Are you going to introduce yourself, Matt?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm Matt.
I'm Amy.
I'm Ryan.
Thanks for being here.
Yeah. Well, let's just dive right in.
Go for it.
Let's tackle a story, and then we'll get into our personal lives.
Let's do it.
We're going to jump right into a Am I the Asshole story. My 32 male wife, 30 female, is definitely introverted. She's great when she socializes with people, all normal and fun. But she says her bucket fills up quickly and she gets a social hangover. I'm a huge extrovert and have many, many friends from my past that I work really hard to keep. I see those friends on my own sometimes, but there's a lot of things where they bring their wives with on trips to weddings, social outings, etc. My wife will go to some of these events, but doesn't want to go to a lot of them. There's probably one event a weekend. And she only will do every other weekend. And she says she's doing it for me. And if it was up to her, she'd have one every few months and only see her close friends regularly. When we met, she appeared to be outgoing. We were much younger, lived in a city, and now we live in a rural area and have chickens and goats.
You live in what kind of area?
A rural area.
Rural.
They now live in the country.
There you go.
And have chickens and goats. She says she'd rather be on the farm. I have an event coming up, a baby shower, for slightly distant friends I haven't seen in quite some time. She said she didn't want to go since we've had a ton of events this summer, and I pretty much gave her an ultimatum because this is really important to me. I was bummed how things have changed since she acted more extroverted when we had met, and she got upset and said, I don't accept her or see her sacrifices that she makes. And honestly, I sometimes do wish I was with someone who liked socializing instead of having to endure it. Am I the asshole for telling her the truth about how I feel?
No, I don't think he's the asshole. I think if you hold that in, and you guys don't, and they don't communicate, and nothing ever gets solved, and you're both unhappy, and that's, I think that's the worst case thing you could do.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I think that communication is key. Mm-hmm. Like, are you ever the asshole for really speaking about your feelings and kind of being honest about where you're coming from. I think that if he brings it up in an asshole way, he could be an asshole. If he's just like, you never, you know, it's your fault, you're the problem, like, then he could be a jerk. However, if he brings it up in a caring way, being like, hey, you know, I know that we have just been on two different pages and I really enjoy these things. And some of these are just super important. And it really just makes me feel disappointed because I really want you there with me. I want to experience these things with you because I love you. I think that would be a non-asshole way to broach the subject.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And she'll still go to some of these big events, even though she doesn't want to, because it's important to him. Now, how often that happens, we don't know. But
I think they mentioned kind of like every other weekend. She's like, I've got it in me to do every other, twice a month.
Good. I think that's pretty good on her.
These big events.
Yeah.
I agree with what you said. I think that if you have something going on every single weekend, that's exhausting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Even as somebody who is very extroverted and out there and gets their energy from being around big groups of people, that's a lot, especially since I've gotten older and these individuals are in their 30s, young 30s. So I'm trying to look back at that point. We had just gotten married and didn't have kids quite yet. At 32, we did, but we were still going out quite a bit, but not to that extent. And I think he needs to understand to some level, okay, as people get older, they do change the way that they get energy and socialize. It does change as you grow. And for some people, they become more extroverted at times.
And they don't have kids either.
Right.
So that's a different twist on it. Now she's getting to that more introvert than extrovert, and he's still gung-ho every weekend. But I was like, if they do have kids, it's like that's going to be a game changer for him.
So I also wonder if she never really changed, but perhaps her goals changed. Like perhaps, like there is such a thing as the extroverted introvert in a way. Like, for example, you can act extroverted. Like you can, in your soul, be an introvert. But if you're going to the party, have those skills to really socialize and be loud and boisterous and fun and put yourself out there. It may take a lot of energy from you. So like in her younger years, maybe she was like going to the events. She was making it happen. She was having a good time, but still like that zaps her energy. Right. And so she would still go home probably. And she wasn't, I mean, they weren't married and together at that time. So maybe she'd, after that event, go home and chill and watch Netflix and just relax and recharge by herself that way. But still appear to the outside as a very extroverted person. Right. So like you're an introvert, it takes energy in order to do that kind of event. Mm-hmm. Like that's what I can relate to. Like I can go to larger events and parties and not be a wallflower, even though I feel in my heart of hearts that I'm an introvert. Like, would it be more comfortable for me, especially like at some of those parties where I don't know a lot of people, to just blend into the wall and hang out and observe and watch and just listen? Like, that's probably where my comfort zone would be, but I choose not to go into that comfort zone because, you know, maybe I want to make a connection or maybe I want to strengthen a connection or maybe I just want to like put myself out there that night. So it still zaps energy in order to do that, probably more energy than it would be to just go and show up, which that takes energy too for an introvert, to go attend these larger gatherings with people that you don't really know and you're not super comfortable with, versus like a true extrovert going to these events and getting recharged and energized from being around everybody. So like perhaps she's always been an introvert this whole time, but in her younger years, she put more effort into being more animated at events versus mm-hmm. now. And maybe she's more secure, and it could be that she's more secure in who she is now. And so she doesn't feel like she needs to put on any other So it could be that she doesn't feel like she needs to put on any other front or face, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, mm-hmm. 100%. I think when you go to some of these bigger events too, that people can tell immediately if you're an introvert not trying to adapt to the crowd, or fit in's the wrong word, but just try to put the effort in. Let's say you're going to your husband's work party and then the wife just shows up very quiet, very timid, attached to the hip. Hi, how are you doing? Hi. Not like, you know, putting energy into it. And I think people can point that out right away, be like, okay, she's an introvert. She's mm-hmm. not, you know, you can tell she doesn't want to be here. Mm-hmm. And that might not look, you know, good for the other spouse. Yeah.
I think it's a spectrum too. Like there are introverts where like just showing up and smiling, like
true.
That takes all of their energy. Mm-hmm. And they just cannot, like they cannot imagine putting more of themselves out there.
Yeah.
And making those connections with new people and doing that. And it's a bit of a skill. Maybe they haven't even tried or practiced. And then maybe it like, you know, just kind of slowly shifts. Maybe there truly are people that ride the line of enjoying some of those big get-togethers or whatever, being more mm-hmm. extroverted, and but also really get peace and solace from being introverted and maybe a little bit of solitude. And then, okay, Matt, you say... This is one thing that you were pointing out, that every single weekend having an event, that was too much, especially as you get older. But I do think that there probably are some people who are more extroverted than you are mm-hmm. and just thrive off of that. And they're like, it's only once a week. Like, that's not a big deal. That's not, that's one out of 7 days, right?
Yeah.
And so I think that there's even people beyond that who just need that. Energy. So I wonder mm-hmm. if he's maybe on that end of the spectrum where she is lying maybe somewhere mm-hmm. in the middle or more towards the introvert side.
I would say when I was younger, like once a week was probably not enough of like going out. I mean, we would go out a lot. And I will say as I've gotten a little older, and I think especially being in an outside sales role, I have become more introverted as I've gotten older. I would still 100%. I'm an extrovert. I've become more introverted as I've gotten older. Excuse me. I've become more introverted as I've gotten older. I think my role in my job has had a lot to do with that, because I go out and I talk to everybody all day long, meeting new people every single day. And when I do get a break, I'm at the point where I'm like, all right, I don't want to meet anybody new. I just want to be around my tight-knit circle. I don't want to go out and have to, you know, put on a face. And I think to our younger years, and this story kind of struck a chord, was she wants to go out, but only see her closest friends on a consistent basis. And I feel like for us, especially in our youth, that would be a challenge, because I'd be saying, hey, Amy, come on, let's go out. And you'd be like, no, I just want to like sit and have wine with Sarah.
My friends, yeah.
And I'm like, no, we got
5 million other people we can go hang out with. 5 million other
people that we can go and hang out with. Let's get them all together. Let's have everybody over.
Yeah.
And that just wasn't, we didn't jive at that point in time. And you would stay home and I would go out. And I think for a lot of people, when you have those extroverted personalities, there can be some battles sometimes, because I'd leave you at home and I would go out. And that's how I was filling my cup. You were filling your cup at home with, you know, one or two people. Mm-hmm. And we were living very different lives. So I think that can be a challenge for some relationships.
Mm-hmm. Where do you lie on the spectrum, Ryan, of introvert, extrovert?
Yeah. Yep. I'm an extrovert, but I will agree with Matt that as I'm getting older, I'm becoming a little more introverted, but definitely like more extroverted. Like for instance, on a Friday night, if I'm tired and I was like, man, I just like to sit here, watch some football and have a whiskey by myself. I don't want to talk to people. But then, you know, you're scrolling through TikTok, your friends are out at a party, and then you have FOMO, but you're like, but I'm just so comfortable here, but God, they're having fun. But it's kind of like that right now. It's like
you
maybe one
battle
of,
yourself.
Yeah.
The yep. internal battle of FOMO.
Yep. So I'm definitely extroverted, still extroverted. And I know that just because I love to be around people. I love the energy, even if I don't know the people, like the state fair in Minnesota, for example. Like if I'm not there and I see pictures, like, man, I want to be there. Look at all the people. And then unless my wife is like, oh my God, yuck. It's hot. It's 90 degrees. It's full of people. But
unpopular opinion.
Oh.
I like people. If it was a concert, I'd be with you. I could get behind that. The state fair, unless you plan on just going and getting wasted, eating horrible food for you.
Well, yeah.
Then it's all right.
That's what we do.
Oh. Otherwise, I'm out.
But no, yeah, any large gatherings. And that's how I still know I'm an extrovert, is because I still have that fear of missing out, even if nothing's happening. But just I love the people, I love the energy, and I kind of have a balance.
Yeah.
Getting that way.
So I think I'm going to say he's not the asshole for telling her how he feels, but he is probably the asshole for not recognizing that they have different goals and needs as far as their personalities are concerned. And it's okay. You can leave her at home. She doesn't always have to go with, you know, leave her at home.
If she's okay with that, I mean, have that conversation.
Yeah.
Say, hey, I'd still like to go do this. I'm fine with you. If, you know, you need to have some time here, some peace and quiet. Awesome. But I'm gonna go to this thing. Cool. And she'll most likely be like, yeah, that sounds great. Having actual alone time by myself. Perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say. It's read the room. A marriage is always a work in progress and sacrifices on both sides, right?
Right. Yeah. Sounds like she's already making concessions and going, you know, twice a month with you to like your big fancy events.
Right. And maybe she should say, hey, is this event truly important to you? Because when's the last time we've seen these friends? Is that we've seen some 2 months ago? Is it a year ago? Is it 3 years ago for this specific event? So the more we talk about it, I'm kind of leaning like he needs to recognize he's an asshole, kind of just a little bit, but you're able to have your feelings, I guess.
That was a question though. Am I the asshole for telling her my feelings?
No to that question, but ugh.
I hear you.
So the people,
what do they say?
In the comments, introverts don't need to be fixed. OP sounds exhausting. One event per weekend of his stuff? Gross. Any of her stuff she wants to do has to be on top of all that.
That is true.
Mm-hmm.
Does he even know how to be alone with his wife? I can't imagine being out with other people socializing this much. Maybe they're not a good match. Maybe they've grown separate ways and it's time to move on.
Or maybe they just haven't found their balance together yet. I mean, marriage is a work in progress.
Or again, maybe they just haven't had that conversation. Maybe this maybe this sparked it. Because if he keeps doing that and she keeps doing her thing, and let's say 3 years down the road, and then you just, you know, you become disinterested in each other's activities, sex goes down. It's just kind of like you're both there, right? Mm. You're just kind of like, you're there.
Mm-hmm.
There's no spark, but if you have the conversation, then maybe that helps.
This story really resonated. I really thought I was an extrovert until I got with my partner. Now he wants us to go out at least 3 times a week, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Oh, Sunday.
See?
There you go.
This lady is exhausted. You're for sure the asshole, man. So.
Spectrum, yes. Yeah.
Spectrum. Like,
I'm happy one day weekend. Doesn't need to be Friday night, Saturday night, and a Sunday fun day. Just if we're out and about, even if it's dinner with the family. That's what I'm saying, being around people in the atmosphere. It's like, hey, let's take the kids, let's go to whatever restaurant.
Yeah.
And you just kind of, you're part of that energy. And then, hey, tomorrow, let's just chill, whatever. Have a family day at home, play with the kids. And mother of God.
Quiet.
A mailman went.
Mail time.
Went to the neighbor's house.
It's a little quieter on this podcast at night at 11 p.m.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. So they thought that we were too soft. We were too forgiving.
Who's that?
Me and you. The internet called him an asshole. And we said, oh, no, you're not an asshole for talking about your feelings. But I think they took it two different ways. They were like, they didn't say you're an asshole for talking about your feelings. They said you're an asshole for having those feelings.
Right, pretty much. Yeah.
And being mad at your wife.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So,
one of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Yep. Me and the people. Just to throw this out in the world. So introverted versus extroverted. As an average, the general population, 32% are considered to be extroverted and 52% to be considered introverted. The rest fall in between.
See?
So
in betweeners,
there's a lot more people that like to be homebodies than night owls going out partying. Then they went a step further in this poll and they broke it down. A survey of American lawyers found that 56.4 were introverted and 43.6 were extroverts. College students, about 40% are introverted, while 60% are extroverted. In the business world, they took a poll of C-suite roles.
Can I guess?
Yeah, go ahead.
C-suite roles, I bet the majority will be introverts.
What is a C-suite role? Like CMO?
High leadership.
CFO, CFO CEO, yep. COO, CMO.
I think they're going to be extroverts.
75% of all C-suite roles are made up of extroverts.
Oh, right. Nah, okay.
Yep. And just to give some context from a work style standpoint, introverts often work more slowly and deliberately, focusing on one task at a time, while extroverts fly by the seat of their pants. They tackle multiple assignments quickly, making fast decisions, and are comfortable multitasking, but often disorganized.
Well, that is you to a T.
I was going to say, another way I know I'm an extrovert is my job. Currently, I work 100% remote from home. So if I'm not out of the office once or 2 days a week, like not from a coffee shop or something, like my wife Alyssa can see it. Like come Thursday afternoon, or she's come back from the office, she's like, even before I say anything, she's like, you need to get out of the house. I was like, why? I'm fine. It's like, you're crabby, you're short, and I can see it in your face.
You need to get out of here.
You need to get out of here. Even if you're not talking to people, go somewhere else. Go be around people or that type of environment.
Go see people. Go suck everybody else's energy.
Right. And two definitions real quick. Introverts tend to recharge during their alone time and feel drained after social interactions.
Yes, I feel that.
Where extroverts may feel energized by being surrounded by people and prefer sharing their thoughts and feelings often with others. Those are some stats for you. So we got some relationship advice to give.
Okay.
I want to give my 29 female, live-in, introverted boyfriend, 33 male, a fun staycation without me.
Oh, interesting.
My boyfriend and I live together. We don't have a TV, but I know he loves video games, especially the first-person shooter kind. He has mentioned missing video games in passing, but we don't want all the stuff in our tiny little apartment on a regular basis. I'm going away for 5 days, and I've secretly rented a TV, PlayStation, and a couple of games. I'm going to set them up on a day of my departure, right after he leaves for work, so he'll come home from work and realize that he has a temporary man cave for almost a week. He knows I'm leaving, of course, but he hasn't made any plans, so I'm pretty sure he just wants to give his brain a break from his stressful job by reading at home. Note, he has previously stated video games are also relaxing. How can I make these 5 days even better for him? The video games will make him happy, but I love this guy and I want to go all out, or as much as I can on a limited budget. Anyways, I'm going to leave a care basket on the couch with comfy new pajamas, a bottle of whiskey, some favorite snacks, a love note, and I'm going to stock the beer fridge. I was thinking of setting up with some pizza delivery for the first night as well. Any suggestions or advice would be great.
I love this.
That was fantastic.
I absolutely love this. Like, you just kept on talking and I was like, what? I don't even like video games, but I'm like, this sounds amazing. Like, sometimes my dream vacation is like literally just a staycation at home by myself.
Yeah.
For me, the books. I don't know if she's like knows what genre of books he likes to read. She mentioned that he likes to read and that he was probably just going to stay home and read while she was gone, but getting some new books that would might be up his alley, I think that would say a lot. Like, hey, I know you, here's something that I think that you'd enjoy.
Video, like first person shooting video games, like she went beyond that and like, here's some video games maybe you'll like, but she knows that he likes the first person. She knows he likes whiskey and beer. She was checking the boxes as the story was progressing. I was like, oh, whiskey would be good. I'll be in the beer in the fridge. That's
Yep. I think she nailed it. I found this story and I was like, this is what OP should have been doing in the last story. Should have been, hey, I'm going to go to this baby shower and I'm going to hook you up with your little staycation while I'm off at this event, whether I'm gone for the weekend or, hey, I'm going to go out and plan a extroverted party for myself and you can have an introverted staycation. Boom.
Nailed it. Help you recharge. Absolutely. Or even, you know, another thing could be like taking some responsibilities off in the original posters or the like first story, taking some responsibilities off of her plate. Like, I'm going to do the farm chores while you stay in and read your book or just relax or have some alone time.
Do the dishes.
So, yeah, there there you go. Do the dishes.
For anybody who's listening, have you guys seen the Katy Perry?
Yes.
TikTok that's going viral right now.
Yep.
What's that?
My guess is there's a lot of men out there doing the dishes. Let's just put it that way.
She can buy herself a Ferrari. She doesn't need a Ferrari. Just do the damn dishes and.
And you know what?
They'll be pleased. For any
guys that are listening, get ready to have your dick sucked. So, trust me. Hey, you. The dishes will be done tonight.
All right.
The only other thing I would suggest. I know he wants a staycation, but maybe connect with like one or two of his buddies and be like, hey, I'm going to be gone for the weekend. I know, let's say his name is John. I know John comes Saturday, late evening, Sunday. He's going to get a little fidgety. He's going to get bored, even though I gave him this gift basket or care package or whatever. It's like, here, I paid a round of golf. If he likes golf, whatever sport or outdoor activity he likes to do. Disc golf, whatever it is, like just go say, hey, we're gonna go golfing at 10 a.m. Your wife already got covered. Let's go pick you up at 10 or 9, whatever.
Yeah.
That would be the only other thing I would suggest. But if he truly wants to not go anywhere or do anything, maybe she just knows him that well that come back half of the weekend, he's gonna get irritated and wanna go out and do something. And
yeah.
But not a big event, like your best friend, you hanging out doing one thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Take him to a brewery, do, you know, something
low key.
Yeah.
Nice.
But otherwise, that's great.
Yeah, and the internet gave her mad props. We're all on the same page. Just for reference, this post was from 6 years ago.
Okay.
But it was one of the most upvoted introverted relationship topics on.
Yeah, who cares?
So this is how you do it.
Props to this OP for recognizing, and a good example for others out there to recognize your partner's personality trait.
Right.
Which one is it?
And uplifting it instead of being condescending and saying one is better than the other.
Mm-hmm. Right. Some of the advice that was given to her on things she could do better is...
I want to hear.
Leave some sexy talk notes for him to be able to read.
Ooh.
Give him a trash the house and I'll clean it when I get back coupon. Install all the games prior to leaving.
Oh, nice.
Because they take hours sometimes. See,
that's good. Yeah. That's when you can tell back in the day. Well, I'm a nerd. So like games then took like hours to upload. Now it's like 10 minutes.
No, I would have no idea about that.
I didn't realize you could rent consoles either. That's 6 years ago. Huh? Mm-hmm. One of the most upticked comment. Orgasms are definitely going to be intensified after this. Oh, the internet never ceases to amaze me. I like that. Good job, OP.
Creative.
I like those uplifting stories. But yeah, sometimes I do actually, I just take off a stretch of days at work and I don't really tell Matt about it. My plan is literally just to stay home by myself. Usually we have a whole bunch of projects around the house that I tackle and do a bunch of cleaning, but I carve out time where I just sit and do nothing and either watch a movie by myself or read an entire book in one sitting.
Sometimes you need that.
I could stay home too on the staycation.
No,
that's why you're not allowed.
I don't tell you. Yeah, that's the extroverted. Well, can't I come? Yeah. Like the golden retriever. Like, I want to come. Don't forget about me.
You didn't invite me?
I could read a book.
Yeah,
I could
write.
I could try.
But then I wouldn't be alone, Matt.
I'm not saying you can't read. You'd be, squirrel on page 2.
All right, what's next?
Am I the asshole for saying, I didn't realize being an introvert also made you a rude...
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai. Side.org.
Bitch.
Ouch, kibibbles.
I may be the asshole, even if I feel like this was justified. I, 23 female, will keep it short. My sister-in-law is extremely rude. She's 25. She will straight up ignore you if you try to talk to her. She is never engaged with the group and is always on her phone. One-word answers are also very common. Eye rolls and so on. This has been brought up multiple times to both of them. And the reason she gives is that she is an introvert. I am also an introvert and know that means I get my battery charged by myself and not in group settings. It doesn't mean introverts don't know how to interact with people or be polite. We went to dinner for the youngest's 21st birthday. After the food, everyone was mingling. My mom tried to talk to her and got the cold shoulder. I went up and asked her while she was on the phone if she wanted to take home a box for some cake. I was asking everyone this. She ignored me. I asked again, and she told me she's an introvert. Just leave her alone. I snapped, and I told her I didn't realize being an introvert made you a rude bitch. She looked shocked, and my brother called me a jerk for doing this. We got into an argument, and then I left. The family agrees that she's rude, but I should probably have just... not have said that. My sister asked why we even invite her to family events because she always acts like this. So, outside opinion on this?
You were kind of an asshole for calling her out like that in public with like calling names. I'm not a name caller. Like that kind of borders on that. But also I agree with her whole assessment that her behavior is not necessarily introverted behavior. Because you're an introvert, you do have social skills and can interact with people. And blatantly ignoring people and not answering questions or direct, like, would you like this box for cake? It's a very simple no thank you or yes thank you. That is that. We are at the stage for our kids, though, where apparently this is a learned skill. I had no idea that this was a learned skill because our kids will occasionally, someone will say, will ask our kids a question. How are you? And they will just ignore them. And I'll be like, excuse me, just say fine and move on with your life. Right? Like that's politeness. That is being polite or rude. It's not being introverted or extroverted.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Yeah. And I think this goes beyond self-awareness. I think she's self-aware that she's acting like this, but she's just showing her displeasure of not wanting to be there and not wanting to be in that situation, which isn't right. Mm-hmm. But, you know, who knows what her upbringing was, how she was raised. That all kind of comes into question, or maybe she doesn't think it's affecting other people too. She has no self-awareness. No, I think she does. Like, you have to have some sort of self-awareness. If you're rolling your eyes and you're snarky, and like, she knows she's acting like this.
Right. She's a bitch.
Yeah. But maybe she just needed to hear it right to the face.
100%. And sister-in-law sucks.
Yeah. I mean, we can agree on that. Do you agree with the tactic of the sister-in-law being like, well, you don't have to be such a bitch?
Well, I'm gonna go out on the line here, and I'm gonna say, at some point, you have to let people fucking have it. And we're gonna go back a few episodes. Sometimes you need to unload a clip on people before they realize what they're actually doing. And maybe this is a reality check for sister-in-law to stop being a bitch and realize that her actions have consequences. And because of this, maybe she's not invited to family events anymore, and maybe things are going to spiral out of control in her relationship with her husband because of this, and family drama. That's never fun. Mm-hmm. It's adding a layer of unnecessary drama to the situation.
I was going to say, to your point, like, maybe no, she doesn't have to say you're a bitch, but getting through to her like directly like that. Maybe she, in the past, she's said, you know, come over here, let's sit down and talk about this. And maybe she's tried that and has not gotten through to her.
Perhaps.
And everybody reacts to different types of situations of how you talk to the person, right?
It's true. Kind
of goes back to life and business and, you know, adapting to people and how are you going to talk? How are you going to get their reaction? I was like, this isn't clicking with them. Something, there's just a wall up, and maybe she's trying to break through that wall, and very curious to see how the relationship is now, if it says anything in there.
Yeah. I think we have had experiences with individuals throughout our own life that are extroverted that also act like this, right? I have an instance. You were actually there. I did call out one of my friends who is introverted, and I had to straight up say, this doesn't mean you have to be an asshole. And I sped off.
Yep. And that introvert was very rattled after that.
I'm trying to think of that, of this. Do I know about that story?
Yeah, you probably do. This happened, but probably.
I mean, I can guess who it is.
8 years ago.
Is my guess correct?
During an expedition up north. And I was just, the way I was being treated was so rude.
Yeah.
And I just had it at that moment. And they did realize for a period of time. But on the other hand, you also can't fix people. They need to be able to do the work and recognize that, hey, I can't treat people like that. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they don't. They don't recognize. And then it's up to you to move away from that relationship or start not including them.
Call it out.
Yeah.
So that they know, hey, I mean, I suppose that's better than just ghosting them.
Yeah.
Being like, hey, you are being an asshole, and that's why, you know, I'm out.
Yeah.
So just because you're an introvert, though, does not.
No, I agree, though. I think being an introvert or being an extrovert doesn't give you, you know, what society doesn't give you the reason to act the way you think society views an introvert, extrovert, right? Like, oh, she's an introvert. Like, ugh, I don't want to be here right now. And
that's not how introverts act.
Are like, hey, like, whoa. Okay. But no, I think in the long run, that'd probably help her. And that's what she needed to hear.
All right. What did the people say?
I'm an introvert to the extreme. Either way, there are times when my family will go off and have family dinner with my parents and siblings without me. We see them like once or twice a week, so no one is missing anything. Sometimes I just need some solitude. I've told my family about that. They don't really understand it, but they get what I'm saying, and that's good enough for them. I'm not the life of the party, and the world will go on without me. All that said, when I'm emotionally or physically exhausted, I just might be more quiet than usual. That doesn't mean I'm not polite. agreeable, or whatever adjective you want to use. So you're not the asshole. One of the most upticked comments here. My sister-in-law married this guy, and after a few abortive attempts to include him, she now just leaves him at home, and everyone is so much happier.
That is a possible solution. Like, yeah. Sometimes it's okay.
And maybe that's what they want to hear, too. Like, yeah. My parents, my mom is a super-duper extrovert. My dad is mm-hmm. totally opposite. She's like, come on, let's all go out to dinner. We can just leave your dad at home. He's probably going to be happier with his socks halfway down his foot watching TV sports in the dark. Like,
and he'd probably go, yep.
He's like, yes, go have fun. And that's exactly where they are. She's like, no, come on. I was like, did that one come? He doesn't want to come to this.
Yeah.
Like, I know, probably doesn't. She's like, Raj, we're going out. Okay, have fun. Mm-hmm. That's just where we're at. That's where they're at.
Yeah. Overall vote, not the asshole. The most upvoted comment was, never acknowledge her or speak with her. Give her nothing. Invite her to nothing. Don't remind her. Don't call her. Nothing. When she speaks, don't acknowledge her any longer. When she complains, throw it right back at her. But you're an introvert, so obviously you don't exist and can't be bothered. That's not my problem. Then I roll right back at her and go back to ignoring her. The internet ruthless.
Ruthless. Nah.
Well, I got one more.
All right, here we are.
Husband and wife story. It is
one of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
is in the genre of the time I fucked up. This tiffu happened this week, but I discovered it now. And this is a little bit older of a post. Falls around Christmas time. So for context, my husband and I are pretty opposite when it comes to socializing. I'm super extroverted, love family gatherings. I love my in-laws. If it were up to me, we'd all live on one giant commune, growing our own food and singing Kumbaya every other night. He's very introverted, usually dislikes the holidays, family gatherings, and everything else that goes along with it. He'll go for me and his parents, but he's usually super quiet and is pretty bad at faking it. He almost always says he's not feeling well in order to excuse his quietness to try and leave early. At his parents' Christmas gathering, he was super quiet again. It's worth noting we all had negative COVID tests prior. He complained all day that he wasn't feeling well and actually went to nap in his old childhood bedroom for a few hours. His energy was 0%. When we took family photos, he could barely even muster a smile. He genuinely looked miserable. It was only us, his parents, his brother, wife, and kids, so his absence was noticed. His parents seemed a little hurt, but they understood. I'm fine. I'm used to it. I hung out with my in-laws watching Hallmark movies and eating tons of great food. What's not to love? I had a blast. When we got home, he asked if I had a good time. I did, but I pointed out that he has a tendency to be really avoidant during gatherings. I mentioned that he always conveniently feels under the weather and disappears. It's becoming a trend, and he should examine why he suddenly feels so unwell every time we visit his parents. He was pretty upset, and he said he was trying, but he really did feel exhausted. Well, this morning I woke up, made some coffee, but I couldn't wake up. I felt so tired, and I just wanted to go back to bed. I went to go make a second cup, and I realized I had bought decaf coffee by mistake. I didn't notice because I also get Starbucks when we go out. My husband usually only drinks coffee from home. So now I have to apologize to my husband because he's been drinking decaf coffee this whole entire time. So according to Reddit, I am a horrible wife. My husband is either severely depressed or has Asperger's, and we have a crippling caffeine addiction that I need to reevaluate our lives. Guys, it's not that deep. He's introverted. We joke that I do the talking for both of us. It really works out well for us. I pull him out of his shell when he needs it, and he reels me back in when I need it. The holidays are exhausting, and we had a humorous misunderstanding. We chuckled about it and moved on after drinking lots of full strength coffee. But what can I do to make him feel better at family gatherings?
I wonder if this is not just introvertedness, but I wonder if there's a social anxiety component.
Yes.
So that he literally feels, uncomfortable. It's not just that his social battery is being drained by these family events, but I wonder if he's ruminating on some sort of fear or worry that is causing him to even feel physically unwell. Like, is he having panic attacks during these, or has he had that in the past? So that would be a reason. Like, if you have suspicion that it's something more, I would say it would be a good idea to either go get some counseling and therapy to develop some coping skills for that social anxiety, or perhaps even medication if it's so crippling that you can't participate in things that you'd want to participate in. So that also is the question. Like, are these, how much does it bother him that he's not able to attend these, right? If he is bothered by the fact that he can never enjoy these experiences, then I would say it's time to look into it further, right? If it's especially bleeding into other areas of his life, like, does he also avoid the grocery store or, other shopping? That would be signs that maybe it's something more than just being introverted and having your social battery drained. That's my thoughts.
Yeah. Especially if you're doing that at your own house.
Right. With your own family.
Yes.
Who you most likely of everybody, you're going to feel more comfortable around.
Yeah. I agree. I think that conversation needs to happen. Maybe they do it, maybe they don't, but if they go into a big social interaction, like, hey, I'll do a lot of the talking. I love that you're here. You're by my side. You're not, ditching me and leaving me on my own at your parents' house. Even though she loves it, has a great time. I could never do that. If I'm upstairs taking a nap, and just because I don't want to be around people, and I know she's downstairs by herself trying to
Hold it down. Represent.
Yeah. And it's not the coffee. If this is a cup of decaf coffee right now and you didn't tell me, I think it was if you love coffee like I do, it's just the motion, the smell, you have coffee in your hands. Like, there's probably not a way I'd be able to tell, this is decaf.
It can make a little bit of a difference, but you shouldn't be not able to function throughout the day.
No, that's what I mean. Even if you didn't know it was decaf, you'd still think it was, and
you'd have maybe that placebo effect a little bit.
Yep. Yeah.
Matt?
I guess I agree with both of you. I would say the one thing here is, if you know that you have these events coming, like the week prior to Christmas, I know they're busy. You just have to maybe plan better. Have all your shopping done at the beginning of December. Don't wait till the last week or the last day. Shopping on Christmas Eve and piling all the things on your plate right before those holidays, and then they get and you're exhausted. Because there's definitely times where we have kids' birthday parties and I won't find out about them until 1 o'clock in the afternoon before it's going to happen at 5. And you're like, oh, now I got to go to this party at 5 o'clock. And you're just dreading it. Had you known about that, you could have prepped the entire day before, or filled your own cup before having to go and do these obligations, we'll call them, that you need to do, right? Not that Christmas is an obligation, but
it can feel draining.
It can feel draining, right? Yeah.
There's a lot to it.
So that would be my one piece of advice.
Or even silent cues too. If you both have a silent cue that maybe it's okay, John, let's go over here. Let's get your plate of food and let's just go sit on the couch.
It's like your safe word.
Yeah. I mean, they
develop a safe word for family events.
Yep.
They're watching
Pineapple.
Hallmark movies.
Pineapple. No, but I can almost not 100% relate, but my mom's side of the family, just loud, outgoing, rambunctious, and super extroverted, and totally, separate of Alyssa. So when we were first dating, be like, hey, let's go down to Christmas. to the Brannon side of the family, where it's just constantly loud and outgoing. And I remember one time we were, you know, everybody's kind of at the buffet style dinner, getting their own food. People are talking. I sat in the corner, just like, I was like, all right. So I'm getting my plate, and I was like, yeah, let's just get my plate. Let's go sit on the couch. And, you know, I'm sure they'll all come in and talk, but at least you and I can be together on the couch.
Let's take a break together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Give a little, take a beat. Wait till the kids take a beat.
The question was, like, how could she make it up to him, though? Right? Like, oh, I feel so bad. I switched out the coffee with the decaf. How can I make it up to him? I think she plan an introverted staycation, just like story number two. Yum. Like, if she wants to, like, I don't think that she has to make it up to him, per se, but plan a day of solitude for him doing what he likes to do so that he can recharge with a new pair of jammies, maybe video games, books. Yeah.
Some of the comments that I just scrolled through are, a lack of caffeine has never prohibited me from smiling.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Woof. Afternoon headache gang united. Here we go. I'm with husband for sure.
Ah.
So.
Definitely can give you headaches if you're used to so much caffeine and then you cut it off cold turkey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I have no more stories, but I do want to touch on a topic. Somebody asked us to speak on this, and I'm just trying to like roll through my brain from our youth of different scenarios that we've experienced throughout our relationship. And you actually came to my mind. And Liz, I'm throwing you on this here. For you specifically, Liz seems to be more of a homebody and doesn't seek to go out at night as often as you do, where you stay home until 8:30, 9 o'clock, kids are in bed, Liz goes to bed, and you're like, hey, 9:15, let's meet at the Beacon. Let's go. Freaking Beacon. And at times, maybe in our youth, I can recall that being a struggle for us when I would go out and you would stay home, and you'd get to the bar or wherever you were going, somebody's house party, and they'd say, oh, where's Amy? What happened to Amy? And you'd be, well, she wanted to stay home and read a book. And especially in my youth, I didn't really know how to gather that or like handle that, right? Yeah. And deal with that. So then it could create some animosity amongst your friend group towards that individual. So do you have any like advice in that scenario? Because you have no problem being like, yep, I'm coming out alone.
Right. Advice. I think it's just, you know, and to her credit, she's been consistent. That's how she's always been from the moment I met her. She's been, you know, just, I'm happy to go to bed at 8:30, 9 o'clock or start resting down at that time. And I trust you, go out with your friends, have fun. You know, if it's important to you, I'll come out and obviously be there. And, you know, if it's, she's, you know, not a late night person as it is. So if we're gathering at like 6, 7, 8, you know, at this point in our lives, we're home by the time the kids go to bed or whatever. I think those conversations and expectations have already been set up and talked about, and you just kind of know that. And, you know, sometimes it is like, you know, let's not tell the other person, but hey, we're going out for a date tonight. My mom's already coming over watching the kids. We're going out. Yes, we'll be out till 9:30, 10 o'clock, but that's okay. Sometimes it'll to change it up unexpectedly sometimes like that.
But advice
as to, so like, hey, where's Alyssa type of thing? Is that what you're asking? I don't know if I have a whole lot of advice. Like, just because in our situation, like, we've all known each other since we've started dating. So it's not like,
it wasn't in your college years. It wasn't in your youth. Was, yeah. Nobody
end
has.
In college. And we dated. We got married a few years after that. And then we all just kind of grew up together. And she's been just consistent. That's who she is. She likes to go out and have drinks during the day. She's kind of a day
drinker.
If we do go out and stuff like that, she'd prefer that over staying up till 11 or noon. And she hates to feel like crap in the morning. And you know that as a husband, and you... just, you know, those are some of the sacrifices. Isn't even the right word for this, I don't think. I think it's just more of you know each other that well, and the trust is there, and that's fine. Go out, have fun. I'm going to feel better in the morning.
There you go. That what is do very you got?
True. I wonder if it's because you've always been fine with it, that the way that you present it to people, hey, where's Liz? Oh, she's at home. Like, no big deal. She's at home. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's it. Like, you don't have to explain it anymore. Like, yeah. Versus the way you presented it in the youth. My guess is, oh, hey, where's Amy? Oh, she didn't want to come. She wanted to read a book. And maybe they read off of your body language that you were unhappy with it. And you know, friends, they're going to have your back. So if you are upset with me for not coming out, then they're going to be upset with me because they've got your back, mm-hmm. right? So, but if you were like totally happy with the situation, Amy didn't want to come out tonight or Amy's at home tonight, then perhaps that situation would have been different. So I think that the way that you approach it with people mm-hmm. will be the biggest indicator of whether that reflects poorly on you.
I agree. Because in my youth, I definitely wanted you to come out and I was not good with it. I wouldn't say a majority of the time, but a lot of the time I wasn't good with it. And I think it created some conflict within our relationship. But as we've grown, here we are, I'm okay going out by myself and understanding that, hey, you want to read a book? That's great. I want to go to the Beacon.
Great.
Let's go.
Yeah, let's both do things that make us happy.
I think if you can get on the same page with your partner about how you guys get your energy, how you recharge, revive, mm-hmm. and have open discussions and conversations and present it well to others, it's not going to be a huge conflict. It shouldn't be a conflict.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can see how it can be though, and mm-hmm. how it was for us, but through time we've grown and we're good with it now.
Yeah.
That's
ultimately, it's about trying to understand how your partner is and embracing them for that. Mm-hmm. And a little bit of self-sacrifice too, like be willing to support your partner in whatever it is. So Matt really has this big event that maybe I'm not looking forward to, but I go because I know that it's important to Matt. Mm-hmm. Or Matt recognizes that I am super crabby and super tired and super exhausted. And so when he sees me in my chair reading a book all Saturday morning into the afternoon, he just leaves me alone because he knows I'll be happier and mm-hmm. in a better mood if I take that time for myself to recharge.
Yep.
So
true.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Yeah. Not introvert, extrovert. One's not better than the other.
No.
You're able to coexist. Mm-hmm. It's a spectrum.
Yep.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
I love it. So that is all I had for you, dude. I cannot speak today. So that is all I've had planned for today. We can definitely come back to the introverted, extroverted topic at some point. But for today,
there we go.
That's a wrap. That's all I got.
Awesome.
Let's get ready for that bash tonight, man.
All right.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Ryan.
Thank you.
Yay.
Thank you for listening. Please subscribe, follow, like, and we appreciate you. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for being here.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.